Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, how admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. In Jesus Christ's holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to lift up your holy name, confess you before men. Oh, thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Through that anointed work that was done on that old rugged cross, that brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light, has saved my wretched soul, wiped all my sins away in that glorious gospel of the kingdom, keep me hid in Christ Jesus. I also would like to give thanks this morning to the few of you that are tuned in this morning, be by radio or internet. Thank you this morning, for the Bible said the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible also tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As you know, as usual, if the Lord's will, you can follow along. Once again, this new day, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and place you in that glorious light of this one true gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. In Ephesians chapter 2, 1, verses 1 through 10, he will make an attempt to draw you that you may believe. Ephesians chapter 2, oh, thank you, Lord. I love my job. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 tells us, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. And by grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, and that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works. He said, a man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Last week after the radio message, I was fortunate to speak with a young man that in talking with him, I discerned that the enemy had a hold on him, but I also perceived in my spirit that the devil had to let him go. And when he was speaking, he said that, but we are under grace. I then asked the Lord to give me a message to preach about grace. Oh, praise be to his holy name. My dear friends, there is a heresy that once someone is saved, they are always saved. And this is a demonic false doctrine. And it breeds slothful and lazy hypocrites that cause the name of Jesus Christ to be blasphemed among the unbelievers. The Holy Spirit tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 24, it says, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know, those that profess that they are once saved, always saved, while they are living like the devil, it's like playing a basketball game, and at halftime you declare yourself the winner when everyone in the sports arena stands can clearly see that you are not there yet. You're not living in holiness and righteousness. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. The Holy Spirit has instructed me to pause there for a moment. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Not invited to their TV programs, not invited to their homes, not loved. They will not throw money at your feet, but he shall be hated of all men for his name's sake. This is a true believer, one that's hid in Christ Jesus, shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You see, everyone except the one deluded in this false doctrine can see that it is a lie. Even unbelievers who are then repulsed by this hypocritical Christianity and don't want any part of it. You see, their blood will be on the hands of the preachers and followers of this demonic doctrine for misrepresenting Christ Jesus with identity theft. This doctrine leads itself to the promoting and manipulation of ungodly and unrighteous men holding the truth of God in unrighteousness. The Holy Spirit confirms this to us in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, and it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, Holy Spirit tells us, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulations and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. Romans chapter 6, verse 13, the Holy Spirit tells us, warns us, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You see, in other words, they receive Christ as their Savior, but through their ignorance of the gospel of the kingdom, they are unable to live holy. Thus, they become miserable, defeated Christians, failing and repenting over and over again. They're never able, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to overcome that sin, because the power source is not God, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, but Satan, their father, which then Satan steals the joy of their salvation. Mark chapter 4, verse 16 through 17, Jesus says, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, no foundation, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. The Bible tells us in Psalms, the 35th chapter, verse 9, the Holy Spirit tells us, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. Hallelujah. It shall rejoice in his salvation. It's a wonderful feeling to know that I've been redeemed. It's a wonderful feeling to know that all is well in Christ Jesus. It's a joyful feeling to know that there's no more enmity, there's no more war between God and myself because of my sin nature, but he can bow down his ear to hear me and allow his face to shine upon me and declare, that's my boy, that's my son, and I can declare he is my God as we walk and talk together in holiness, for without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. In Psalms 51, verse 12, the Holy Spirit says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You see, there's no joy in that kind of life where you are sinning and repenting, no victory. You see, that is not the victorious, overcoming life Jesus purchased for us at Calvary on the cross with that anointed blood that he shed in order to wipe all our sins away, that we can be saved by the faith, and then we can remain saved by remaining in that one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You see, it was what Apostle Paul experienced in Romans chapter 7. Our brother in Christ said, the things I wanted to do which please God and walk holy, he said, I could not do. But the things I didn't want to do, displease God and walk unholy and live like the devil, was what I was continually doing. You say, man,